You said you wanted treat this like a regular season game. I guess nice to close out this way. Does this do anything for you going forward, do you think?
They didn't play a lot of their guys. But nonetheless, I think at least just the way we approached it, I thought we were, we looked more like the team that we want to be.
Coach, you started Raul and Rodney. Mm-hmm. Is that, first of all, what did you think of that and of that starting lineup, and why did you make that change?
Well, it has to do, I won't get into all the nuances of it, but basically when you see certain combinations and what they have or what they're lacking, and you try to put together groups on the floor, they can maximize those minutes. So sometimes that means, the lineups reflect that. The one thing that's clear is Trey Burke is playing great. So, I don't know, we haven't made decisions about all those things, and what our expectation is and what we're lucky that we have is we have guys that, everybody wants to start. Rodney wants to start, Alec wants to start, Trey wants to start, Raul wants to start. But the thing that we have is a group that I think understands, the value of, the team is bigger than any one of us. And they're willing to do what needs to be done. And it's my job to make some of those decisions. And I've liked what I've seen with both the guys on the point starting. I've liked what I've seen with both Rodney and Alex starting. So those are good things to have.
Rudy Gobert had a nice game. Was that a due to their starting lineup or the matchups or kind of him having extra juice tonight?
I think, we've talked about Rudy trying to get his energy back and get his focus back after a long summer. And, it's a credit to him. He was very, you could tell in the locker room before the game, the way he was, looking at me when they were giving a pregame discussion and the film. And it's just, he invested in a way today from the moment he woke up to the game that you just, when you invest like that, the odds are you're gonna play well. Or at least there's nothing more you can do. Someone else played well.
Coach, been a bit of a back and forth for the fourth wing minutes between Elijah Millsap and Joe Ingles. Tonight, Elijah gets a little bit more of the time. Last game, it was more Joe. Assuming that's mostly matchup and game flow oriented in general?
I guess the first thing I would say is I wouldn't use the term fourth wing, because I think those two guys, it's a little bit like some of the starters that on given nights, I think, as you said, that there will be situations that where our team needs both of them. They can play together too, especially if we're playing small. So again, two guys that are unbelievably competitive, that both have value, tremendous value to this team in those roles, and understand, it's hard to play 12 guys. It's hard to play five wings, but if there's a group of five wings that deserve to play, we'll try to do it however it shakes itself out. And that's a challenge sometimes for players if there's limited minutes. Sometimes, and what happened tonight and the other night, I decided I was going to play Joe the other night and decided I wanted to play Eli tonight. And we talked about it with both of them. And then Joe ended up playing more tonight because we had foul trouble. But I feel like on some level, it's easier for a player to prepare and play when they're playing 15, 16 minutes in a role as opposed to, 5-5 or 7-5. That's tough. Although, if that happens, it happens. So,
do you like where your team is heading? You're finished with the preseason now. You like where you are going in the regular season?
No, I don't. It's tough to evaluate that. I don't have a yardstick that's real accurate. I feel like I like where we were tonight relative to where we were the other night, and I think that's what we're looking for. I don't think we're disciplined yet defensively. It's driving me crazy, but that's it's supposed to be like that. They're not, if you do something for a year or 2 years and things, but it becomes more natural and more habitual. But that's not to say our guys don't want to do that. And the biggest thing for me is we play hard and we play unselfishly. And I saw that tonight.
Thank you.